Now, a cow when it's first born is called what?
A calf. Mm-hmm. A doggy.
A doggy.
Yeah.
Does it matter whether it's male or female?
Doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm. Now, if say you had a cow by the name of Daisy, expecting a cow, you say, yeah, Daisy is about ready to...
drop a calf.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned horse and horses. What do you call the male horse?
That's the stud.
Mm-hmm. What about the female?
That's called the mare.
Mm-hmm. Are there any special words that women might use or that men might use in the presence of women? Can I be polite?
Well, the mare wouldn't make any difference. But now you could use the male horse, mm-hmm, and the female horse.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you ever heard of the stallion called a stock horse?
Yes, your stallion is the same thing as a stud.
Mm-hmm. And let's see, you might say, if you don't know how to ride a horse, you'd say, I have never what a horse.
Ridden a horse.
And you say,
some people would say rode a horse. Rode.
Or you might say, last year he, what, every morning he, a horse.
He rode the horse?
Mm-hmm. Every morning, yeah. Mm-hmm. If you couldn't stay on, you'd say, I fell.
I fell off.
Mm-hmm. And Osage, a silly little child, he went to sleep in bed but found himself on the floor. The next morning, you'd say,
I fell off the bed.
Mm-hmm. And
I rolled off the bed, whichever way.
Mm-hmm. And the things that you put on a horse's feet to protect them are called?
A shoe.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you attach them? Do you attach shoes to what?
The hoof.
Mm-hmm. Or the, if you have more than one, you have two.
Uh-huh.
More than one hoof, you had two. Who, you see what I'm talking about?
If you had more than one
hoof, you'd have two.
Oh yeah, you'd have two shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And let's see. Do you ever play a game with the horseshoes?
Oh yeah.
What'd you call that game?
Playing horseshoes, mm-hmm, throwing them around the state.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you ever mention, I don't know if you mentioned sheep. A few people may have had sheep around here. What did you call the male sheep?
The ram.
Mm-hmm. Anything else that he might be called? Especially in the presence of women or by women?
Well, the male sheep. Mm-hmm. Female sheep.
And what about the female sheep?
She's called the... the doe is deer.
Mm-hmm.
And the sheep is lamb.
Mm-hmm.
No, the little lamb is the baby.
I think it's like this. You might say, you wouldn't call me I. You would call me what?
You. Mm-hmm. You. That's right.
That's the same
thing. I couldn't think of. I've never fooled with sheep.
Yeah.
But
not many
it's
people
been a long time since I'd even thought about it.
I guess it's really, really more profitable around here to raise cattle anyway.
Oh yes. And, yes, it's cattle.
What do you call the stuff that you get off the backs of sheep? Call that?
The wool.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about hogs earlier. Say that you had a, what do you call a male hog?
The boar.
Mm-hmm. Are there anything special words that women might use or anything?
Well, you could use it to male hog.
Mm-hmm. Oh, any other terms for hog that, say, farmers might use?
The stock hog.
Mm-hmm, something like that?
Yeah.
Now, say you had a male hog, a small one, and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you have to do to him?
You'd have to castrate him.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard anybody use any other words for that?
No, I don't think so.
Mm-hmm. And say you had a tomcat, would you still castrate him?
Yeah.
And what about a horse or a calf?
It would be the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, what did you...
They have, the veterinarians have a different name for it, but
awesome.
We all knew it as castration.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would you call a male that's been castrated?
You mean a male hog?
Mm-hmm.